The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good evening, Arizona sports fans. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Call in so you can participate in today's show at 888-346-9144. You know, today we're going to take a look at a very serious issue. If you have an athlete in your family, pay very close attention because this could impact you guys. You know, before we get into that, how about your March Madness brackets? Boy, isn't it great to see what's happening with March Madness? We're following the tournament the whole weekend, a lot of great games, a lot of buzzer beaters and things like that. We've got some great Arizona products that are performing very high in the at a high level in the tournament. So I want to give a shout-out to St. Mary's and Coach Bennett and Mickey McConnell, a local product from Dobson High School. Congratulations to them for making the Sweet 16. Also in news as it results to the NCAA tournament, today the NCAA – vacated Memphis's 38-win season from 2007-2008. So the NCAA rejected Memphis's appeal to keep their record standing, and Memphis now has to refund monies from that season. And they evidently used an ineligible player, Derrick Rose, during that year, and they lost. That's the year they lost to Kansas in the national title game. So some interesting things happening in the news this week as it relates to the NCAA tournament. Now, like I said, you know, if you have an athlete in your family, you want to pay very close attention to this particular show because this could impact you and your family. When an athlete rolls their ankle or breaks a bone in competition, you know, it's pretty easy to see the immediate impact and ascertain the time frame in which you may or may not get that athlete back. Bump on the head is not that big of a deal, is it? Well, growing concerns over head injuries are leading to an awareness to the side effects of concussions for athletes. Now, this trend is showing some impacts on their grades, attention span, and life decision-making processes. You know, the aftermath of a concussion is a very serious thing that we all need to start paying attention to. When we think of a concussion, one of the first things that seems to come to mind for me and some of the friends I've been talking to is football players or boxers. You know, we've all seen the ferocious punches landed on the jaw and the knockouts that take place, or the fierce hit on the football field when a player is knocked unconscious. We've seen those things occur. So you tend to relate that to a concussion. And we kind of hear that word concussion flippantly thrown around. Well, he's got a concussion, he'll be back in one or two games. Well, a simple bump to the head in the right set of circumstances basically can jar the brain and cause some trauma. You know, the brain is made of soft tissue and is cushioned by spinal fluid, and it's encased in the hard protective skull. When this happens, a person can get, you know, this injury, when it bangs up against the skull, can lead to some bruising of the brain or tearing of blood vessels and injure some nerves. And when this happens, a person can get what's called a concussion, a temporary loss of normal brain function. Now, according to the National Youth Sports Safety Foundation, up to 5 million kids in the United States are treated in emergency rooms every year for sports-related injuries. Now, most of the kids who have concussions recover just fine with the appropriate treatment. But it's important to take proper steps if you suspect that your son or daughter has suffered from a concussion, because it can be serious. Now, today we're going to hear from a parent and an athlete dealing with the aftermath of a concussion and how it's impacting life for them and their family. So we're going to be joined today by one of my athletes over at Highland High School, who's a freshman basketball player for us this year, that suffered a concussion. We're going to listen to him talk about what took place, what happened after the fact, and then we're going to listen to his mom talk to us about some of the things that have gone on since then. Because, you know, I remember the days when, you know, he got a whack on the head, he got knocked out, you know, he's okay. You know, they'd flash the light in your eyes to see if your pupils were responsive or non-responsive, and they'd be like, all right, well, you know what, don't play the rest of this game. And you'd come back the next game and play. I mean, if you think about it, back in the day, when we got hurt, we shook it off and we kept going. And that's because we weren't aware of the long-term effects and the things that could have played into some more serious injuries as a result of that. So we're going to be joined right now by our guests, and we're going to start off with the athlete, Wyatt Brown, from Highland High School. We're going to bring him in, and we're going to talk to him about what took place for him this season, and some things that are going on, and what's happened ever since. So let's welcome Wyatt Brown to the show. Wyatt, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing, kid?
Good. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on.
Thanks.
Now, Wyatt, you're a freshman over at Highland, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now you're a basketball and a baseball player, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did I miss any sports you play?
No.
Okay. All right. So why don't you describe for us the actual incident? And tell us what took place the day that you got your concussion.
It was during a practice, and we're going over our press breaker. And I was on offense, and one of the other players was on defense, and we ran at each other at full speed, but we were looking opposite directions, and he hit me with the crown of his head right on my temple. And I fell on the ground and really couldn't get up for a minute.
Okay. Now, did you lose consciousness?
Not that I'm aware of, but I saw black when I got hit.
Okay. So it was a quick hit. You saw black. You were on the ground. And then go ahead and describe for us a little bit more about the feeling, you know, when you were there, what was happening, you know, what happened for you in that moment when you're on the ground?
I kind of didn't know what happened or where I was. I got up and I had an extreme headache. And I had to walk against the wall to keep me from falling over because I was so dizzy.
Okay. And then coaches took a look at you, sat you down?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about what happened following all that.
Well, the coach shined the light in my eyes and asked me if I remember my name. And I knew all that stuff. So I went home, and my parents took me to the hospital after that. And I got a CT scan. They said that was clear, and the doctor said take the rest of the weekend off, and it happened on a Friday. He said take the rest of the weekend off and go back to play.
Okay. Now, right before Christmas break, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they told you, okay, you're fine. Just take the rest of the weekend off, recover, go back to practice on Monday when you guys resume your practice schedule, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so when you went home, did you tell your parents right away what had happened, or did you wait a little bit?
I didn't even tell them. I just walked in the door, and they already knew that I was hurt and something was wrong.
Okay. And so now, how did you feel when you got home?
I had an extreme headache. I could hardly think straight.
Okay. And then, So you could hardly think straight. You were kind of dazed and confused a little bit. So they took you to the hospital.
Yeah.
They said you were clear, sent you home, said you could continue to practice and participate on the next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what happened after that? So you took the weekend off, and then you showed back up at practice, or what happened?
Well, actually, the next day, Saturday, we went and saw the athletic trainer at the school.
Okay.
And he put me through a bunch of a series of different tests. And I scored a 13 out of 100, and 100 being the best. And I failed horribly. And he said that it was a major concussion, I should take at least 2 weeks off and see if I'm asymptomatic before I can come back.
And asymptomatic means without symptoms?
Yes.
Okay. So the trainer caught it and the emergency room didn't?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the trainer also gave you a baseline test at the beginning of basketball season, correct?
No.
I thought you took that exam with the rest of the players.
Well, there was a packet that I filled out with like my symptoms.
Uh-huh.
And then there's actual physical tests that I did.
Okay. All right. Okay, so here we have, you have an incident on a Friday. You go to the hospital Friday night.
Yes.
Emergency room tells you you're okay, take it easy, go back on Monday.
Yep.
Then you go see the trainer on Saturday.
Yes.
The trainer says, nope, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so now take us from that point forward a little bit and tell us what happened next.
Well, after that, we're supposed to go and do an exertion test. Which is me running and doing features, seeing if any of my symptoms reoccur.
Mm-hmm.
And we blew that off because it was the day after the break that practice started, and he was out of town. So we skipped that, and I went straight into play. And I was begging to play because I wanted to so badly.
Okay, so now this was actually 2 weeks later, right?
3 weeks.
3 weeks later, okay. Yep. So 3 weeks had gone by. And the trainer wanted you to come back in and do a follow-up exertion test so he could see where you were.
Yeah.
As far as the degree of your concussion. And you didn't do that.
No.
But you did return to play.
Yes.
Okay. So now walk us through what happened next.
I played for probably about a week feeling okay. And after that, I kind of lied to my parents about what I was feeling. I would be exhausted and I would get tired from taking a 5-minute walk to where I'd have to take a nap, and I'd always have a headache, and I'd feel nauseous. But I didn't tell my parents because I wanted to play.
Okay. So now this is even after the break, everything. You're back. You're playing for a week, and you were exhausted and tired all the time.
Yes.
Okay. Now, had your coach noticed a change or anything different in the way you were playing?
He thought that I wasn't trying as hard as I was before, but actually I was still trying as hard as I could, but I wasn't performing the same.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to leave it at this point right now, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back from the break and we'll pick up from where we're left off. Okay.
All right.
So hold on one sec. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few.
Yeah, that's right, everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your inner journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for The American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we're dealing with a show called Concussions and the Aftermath, and we have with us a high school student, an athlete that has suffered from a concussion in early December, mid-December, and is still dealing with the aftermath and the after effects of this concussion. And this athlete's name is Wyatt Brown. And we're going to talk a little bit about, if you're just joining us, I'm going to catch you up real quickly. Wyatt had a collision in practice at the end of, or at the beginning of Christmas break, went 2 weeks without participating. The first contact that he had with a doctor or a physician was an urgent care, and they said that he would be fine, take the weekend off, and come back on Monday. On Saturday, he met with the school trainer. The school trainer put him through a series of exams, and he scored very low in the exams. And so the trainer held him out as a result of him having a concussion for 2 weeks. So 3 weeks later, Wyatt came back after missing an exertion test with the trainer. There was just scheduling conflicts and things, and Wyatt really wanted to get back to play, so Wyatt started playing again. A week later, he started having some he was tired a lot, not having the stamina that he was used to. And so that's kind of where we left off. So now we're going to pick back up with Wyatt. Wyatt, are you there?
Hey.
Okay. So where we left off was Coach was noticing that you seemed to be a little off and wasn't sure if you weren't giving it your all, and you were saying that you noticed that you had been a little bit more tired than you normally had been. So let's go ahead and pick up from there.
Well, actually, I was a lot more tired than I used to be. Like, I would be exhausted just after a single practice.
Okay.
And, my parents thought I was sick. We thought I had the flu or I had mono, and we couldn't figure it out. And one of my friends that has a concussion, his mom called us, and she asked if it was post-concussion syndrome. And at that time, it kind of clicked, and all the symptoms of that is what was happening to me.
Okay. So because you knew someone else who had already gone through this situation, you guys kind of put two and two together.
Yes.
Okay. So now go ahead and now tell me this. It's now been, this is March, and so this started in December, and this is March. Tell me how you're feeling now.
Right now, I'm tired, and I just feel out of it. Like, I want to go take a nap, and I have a sharp headache, and I just feel kind of nauseous, and I just want to go to sleep right now.
Okay. Now, this is after you didn't even finish the basketball season, correct?
Correct.
You played maybe, what, one or two games after coming back from the concussion?
Probably a couple weeks, actually.
Okay, so you were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And maybe four games then.
Yeah.
So you played four games, came back, and then after you guys identified that this was the post-concussion situation, your mom held you out, and you went and saw a neurologist and some other things, and we'll talk to your mom about that. But that's when you stopped playing basketball, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and as a result of this, you haven't been able to try out for basketball or for baseball, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're now sitting out baseball season, and this started in December, mid-December.
Yep.
Okay. So now, what would you recommend to an athlete that suspects that he or she is suffering from a concussion situation based on your experience up to this point?
Just to be honest with your symptoms, and if I hadn't have been playing when this was going on, I'd probably be better by now. But by lying, it just made it worse.
Okay. And it's not like you did anything wrong. I mean, we understand that. I mean, as a former athlete and as a coach for many years, I understand that an athlete just wants to be back on the court or back on the field. So saying, you know, no, I'm fine. As a matter of fact, Kurt Warner this season even discussed, he debated whether or not he was going to share the level of his symptoms with the doctors and the coaching staff so he could still play against New Orleans and a couple other teams during the season. So we've seen this before, but now we're starting to understand and grasp some of the concepts of what's happening in the background and how this is affecting. Now, Wyatt, you've had some issues come up for you as a result of suffering from this concussion at school. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you're feeling and what's going on for you academically?
My grades dropped tremendously. I had A's, and now all of a sudden I'm getting C's and D's. And in class, I'm just exhausted, trying to stay awake, and my attention it's been a lot different. I can't stay focused on the teacher or concentrate on any of my work. I'm just kind of out there floating around.
Okay. Now, and this is also, I mean, affecting things that you can do outside of school, is it not?
Yeah, it's hard for me to stay out late with my friends. I'm not allowed to do that. I can't go ride my skateboard or my bike anywhere. I just have to stay at home and rest.
Now, you're not allowed to play video games, correct?
Yeah, or watch too much TV or listen to music or be on my computer, text and stuff like that.
And you can't even text on your cell phone?
No.
Okay. And your mom will explain some of the reasons why that is with those things. So, you know what, Wyatt? I want to thank you for being on the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pass the phone to your mom now, and we'll talk soon, okay, kid?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
Oh, doing good.
Good. So now, right now, we're being joined by Wyatt's mom, Simone Brown, and, you know, we've heard from Wyatt what he experienced and how it happened. So now what we're going to do is get it from mom's perspective, and she can kind of pick up and fill in some of the pieces so you guys can understand the significance of this. Now, we only have a few minutes before we go to break, but I do want to start. Now, Simone, can you please describe for us the course of action that you took as a parent when Wyatt came walking in the door the night that he had his collision at practice?
Oh, I really believed that I was going above and beyond and being super cautious and doing everything that a parent should do in that situation. And, you know, it turns out that it wasn't nearly enough. So as soon as we saw him walk in the door, we knew he was injured. He was pale and shaky, and his face was swollen. And, you know, so he told us what had happened, and we took him right off to the emergency room. He was really uncomfortable with his headache. But I caution people that if we hadn't been home, or if he was a kid who didn't share much with parents, or we weren't tuned in, a kid like that could come home in that condition and nobody would have a clue what had happened. And it would be so easy to let something like that fall through the cracks. You know, fortunately, we were there and we did what we thought was the appropriate thing by taking him to the emergency room, and they confirmed that there was no fracture to the skull or something like that, but they really didn't go into the brain injury part of it anymore. And so I was glad when the other mother of the other student with the concussion, she's the one that called me the next day and told me about the trainer at school. That was a resource I didn't even know was available at the time because we were so new to the athletic program. And so by calling him and getting in to see him, I think we really avoided an even, more serious problem. We probably would have let him go back to practice that first Monday.
Right, because that was the advice by the emergency room.
They said as long as he's feeling okay, just let him do what he can tolerate. Yeah, and that was, a good hospital, a respected doctor, and the problem is they just aren't as aware as they need to be.
Now, concussions range from minor to major, and the common factor is they interfere with how the brain works.
Right.
Memory, judgment, reflexes, speech, balance, and coordination. Now, did they give him any test to ascertain whether or not he had a concussion?
They did not. They said, oh, sure, he's got a concussion, but they didn't do any of those tests that the trainer did for us the next day. All they did was the type of test that would show a skull fracture or bleeding in the brain. And that's another problem with concussions, is it's the invisible injury.
Right, and that's what I talked about at the beginning of the show. If a kid rolls his ankle or if somebody breaks a leg, you can see that. That's something you can identify and go, whoa, okay, this kid needs some attention. Now, with the brain, it's hidden, so you don't know.
Right, but it is actually an injury. It's just taking place on what I've learned is called a metabolic level, and that doesn't show up on CT scans or X-rays or anything like that. But it actually, it's a chemical reaction, a chemical chain reaction in the neurons of the brain that prevent the neurons from the electrical impulses from functioning the way they're supposed to between the neurons. And that's something that you can't see. But it leaves the brain cells in a really vulnerable condition, and they're especially susceptible to a second impact when they're in that vulnerable state.
Okay, so now some of the symptoms of a concussion may include confusion, mm-hmm. amnesia, a headache, mm-hmm. dizziness, ringing in the ears, nausea or vomiting, slurred speech, and fatigue.
Yep.
So now, none of those symptoms, how long did those symptoms persist for Wyatt?
Weeks. Yeah, and some other additional symptoms to that are trouble falling asleep or trouble waking up, sensitivity to light and noise.
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break real quick.
Yep.
And when we come back, we'll pick up with the symptoms of a concussion that aren't even apparent until maybe days later.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of go off of that, and we're going to take a break in a few seconds. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and we'll be back in a few.
Here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Something happening, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires, to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are being joined right now by Simone Brown, mother of an athlete that is suffering from some post-concussion issues. And before we went to break, we were talking about the signs and symptoms of a concussion. And some of the signs that may include confusion, amnesia, headache, dizziness, ringing in the ears, nausea or vomiting, slurred speech, and fatigue. And Simone, you were talking about some others.
Yeah, additionally, they can have trouble falling asleep or trouble waking up, sensitivity to light and noise, emotional things that like irritability, sadness, nervousness, memory, I don't know if you mentioned that, and vision problems as well. We've since been referred to an ophthalmologist to do some eye exams to make sure there was no tearing or damage to the nerves at the back of the eye, which I guess happens with concussions sometimes. But a lot of the symptoms, if we weren't tuned in to the fact that he had had a concussion, say we weren't aware of it or we just assumed it had healed and gone away, a lot of the way that he has been behaving, I would attribute to a kid who didn't care about, you know, his behavior, or maybe a kid who started taking drugs because it was that much of a difference in his personality.
Wow. So some of these symptoms don't even show up until maybe hours or days later, right?
Right.
And then some of the symptoms in kids are getting tired easy. He says he's suffering from that. Mm-hmm. Irritability and crankiness.
Mm-hmm.
A change in eating or sleeping patterns.
Yep.
A lack of interest in their favorite things.
Yes.
Or a loss of balance and unsteady walking. Now, some of this stuff could just be brushed off as, oh, he's just a teenager.
Right.
So it could just be overlooked, and people don't even realize that these are the after effects of a concussion.
And the sad thing is that the teen himself or herself may not even be aware that that's why they're feeling the way they're feeling. If they're not putting two and two together that they had suffered a concussion and that these are possible symptoms, then they just think they're going crazy or feeling terrible all the time. And depression is a big problem that can happen afterwards, too, because they don't understand why they're feeling all of these things or why they can't do well in school anymore. And, so you can imagine the poor kid who is suffering alone, not knowing why.
Right. And even loss of taste and smell can be a side effect of a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing to me. So tell me, okay, so what was next? You went to the doctor. Doctor said, no, Monday he can be okay. But you went and met with the trainer on Saturday. Trainer said, no, he's out for a couple weeks.
Yep.
Then tell us, what was the next course of action? What happened after all that?
Well, trainer said, you know, if his symptoms last for 2 weeks, then give him another 8 days without symptoms before you consider letting him do physical activity again. But please bring him back in and let me test him again. And we missed that. The holidays went by, we got busy, and we actually did make a call and didn't connect and then decided just, well, gosh, it's been 3.5 weeks. Surely he's fine, you know. And, yeah, so that's when he went back to play. And we don't know if he sustained a second impact that caused a second concussion or if it was just the sort of constant jarring from running and jumping. But in any case, if the brain hasn't healed from a first one, what we've learned is it's much more susceptible to a second one from a much lesser injury or blow.
Okay. Now, so what have you learned since then?
Well, that just, I mean, in general, never underestimate the damage that it can cause and the symptoms that they're feeling. And even if they're not telling you about it, make sure that, you know, you go and get cleared by a medical professional who's qualified or a trainer who's up on it. And, you know, so then when we realized after he'd been back to play for several weeks that I think one of the keys that really clued us in finally was when his grades came in and he was getting D's. And that just clicked in my – that was completely unusual for him. And it clicked in my mind what the other mother had told me about her son and the after effects of his concussion. And it just, all of a sudden, I could hear her say, and all of a sudden he was failing in school. And it just, light bulb went off in my head. And that's when we first took him back to the trainer, and he ran him through the same test that he had done the day after the first concussion and said, he's right back where he was that day. You know, he's out. And then after that, we went on and found a neurologist to take him to, and he's been going weekly or every other week for testing to test things like memory and visual motor speed and things like that. Short-term memory has really been affected, which is one of the main parts for kids this age.
So that's continuing even 3 months later.
Yeah, even 3 months later.
Now, what are they saying about how he will recover from all of this?
Well, they can't say. That's just it. All they can say is that every brain is different and every injury is different. But the most helpful thing is to obviously no more physical activity, and then to really limit any other stress that he puts on his brain. So that means computers, video games, texting, all of that causes the brain to really fire a lot, which is not good for the recovering brain. And lots of rest. He has to stay on a schedule of in bed by 9. And they also told us to limit his school. So he's dropped out of honors classes, and he goes in later in the day because he can't tolerate a full day of school. The school's working with us on making special accommodations for him in his classes to where if, let's say, he's got 4 tests scheduled for a specific day, we can ask the teachers to let him take a couple of the tests the next day so that he's not having to concentrate too much all day because he can't.
And that was going to be my question. Has the school worked with you on a academic plan for Wyatt to alter it so it's not so stressful? And so that's good.
Yeah, they did that at my request because I happen to have a sister who's involved with kids with brain injuries, and so she recommended that I do that. And you know, once I met with the counselor and the administrators, they agreed, and they've been great. But they're didn't seem to be a real system in place from the point of injury to, you know, how do we follow it through? And I think that would be something that would be really beneficial for all schools to have, just a checklist of, you know, if somebody, a kid gets knocked on the head, this is what has to happen.
Okay.
In terms of follow through and follow up.
Now, what would you tell parents facing similar situations in the future? Well, what advice? I mean, we only have like 3.5 minutes left to have you on the show, and I appreciate you joining us. But so to wrap it up with you, I'd like to ask you, what would you tell parents facing similar situations in the future?
Yeah, well, not to underestimate the injury. You know, you don't have to lose consciousness for it to be a concussion. And really, to educate yourself, there's a lot of information out there, even just on the internet now. Try and hook into one of those sites and work with your coaches and your trainers, and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself, because people who don't know, who haven't been educated, they don't understand, and they'll want to make you feel like maybe you're overreacting, which is something I worried about and was self-conscious about, and that, you know, make sure the kids understand the seriousness of it and don't underplay their symptoms, and just anything to avoid that second impact, because that's what's really going to affect them for a long time.
Well, you know what? I just, it's shocking to me, having watched Wyatt this season and where it went and all of that, because I mean, he's a great kid, and he was progressing basketball wise, and then the incident occurred for him, and to watch how the season had to end for him was a very sad thing. And I'm bummed that he's not able to be out on the baseball field, and I hope that things progress for him quickly so that he'll be able to return back to his normal activities and grades pull back up and the whole bit. And as you know, our staff is there to help you, and we're glad that this information is actually coming out to maybe help someone else prevent them from suffering the same situation.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. We feel like everybody's really been supportive, and so time will tell.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got 1 minute left to go to break. And, is there anything else that you want to share with the audience?
Well, the other thing is that the kids themselves need support when they're going through it, because when you take a student who's active and getting exercise every day and connected with his teammates, and then all of a sudden their world just has to shut down, that's really tough for a teenager. You know, why it's not able to hang out with his buddies, and so he's feeling isolated. Fortunately, he's got another friend that's recovering from a concussion, and the two of them can relate to each other and hang out. They can't do much when they hang out, but they can sit around and so they need support going through it as well, because it's difficult. Just being shut off from everything that they know and love is hard enough, but then if you couple it with all the symptoms that they're feeling.
And
it's a sudden turn.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Touch base with you again soon.
Thanks.
All right. This is the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few.
What is game?
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and man, if you've been listening to this show today, you've heard about a very serious issue that we need to make sure that we start to spread the word to make sure that this kind of situation doesn't occur or happen for other students. If you want to look up more information on this issue about concussions and the aftermath of a concussion, you can do so online. You can Google it. But if you go to mayoclinic.com and search concussions, there's all kinds of information there. And, one of the things that's on that website is what's called PCS, which is post-concussion syndrome. And it talks about the post-concussion syndrome as a complex disorder in which a combination of post-concussion symptoms such as headaches and dizziness last for weeks and sometimes months after the injury that caused the concussion. Concussions, obviously we've talked about what that is. It's a mild trauma to the brain. And it talks about how the first 7 to 10 days, things typically go away, and then if you suffer from post-concussion syndrome, it could last up to 3 months or more. It could persist for a year or more. So this is really, there's a lot of research that's going into this, and you've seen the NFL take a very serious stance about concussions and when athletes can come back to play, the different diagnostic tests and things. This is really becoming one of the biggest issues in dealing with sports today. From the youth level all the way up to the professional sports level, and it's a very serious topic because of the things that that it affects. I mean, life decisions. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Simone and I were talking about offline and previously is that one of the things that, that they recommend is when an athlete is dealing with PCS, pay very close attention to the decision making that the student is making or the athlete is making, because they don't make normal decisions that they would. So if your son or daughter is suffering from a post-concussion syndrome, they may start hanging out or associating with athletes and students that they, or with people that they hadn't typically associated themselves with before, and making some poor decisions. Also, one of the things that, that we had discussed at one point is that since it's an injury that you can't see, some kids, and you know how kids can be, they don't think that you're as serious, they don't think it's as serious as it is, so they tend to say, oh, you're just faking it, or you're just trying to get attention, or, you know, it's not a real situation. It's very real. It's very real. And it's one of those things that, that has to be paid attention to. Coaches need to notice it and take note of it quick. Trainers need to be trained on it. Doctors, I mean, you heard she went to an emergency room with her son in a very reputable hospital with a great doctor, and he didn't notice it. He didn't figure that it was as serious as it was. Said return on Monday. So there are a lot of factors that come into play here, and the more research that's being done, the more analyzation of this situation nationally that's happening, we're starting to find out more and more and more about it. I don't think PCS even existed prior to 2 years ago or a year ago. You know, I know we didn't think a bump on the head was a very serious thing a long time ago. I mean, you, like I said, when we talked at the top of the show, when you talk to someone about a concussion, you don't necessarily associate that with a bump to the head. You associate it with the knockout that you see in a MMA fight, or a boxing match, or the ferocious hit that you see in a football game, in the jarring of the brain in that situation. So you don't really associate it with just a simple bump to the head. This was a basketball player that collided with another basketball player that got knocked out. And so, you know, it can happen in soccer. It can happen in any sport, in any situation. So if you have a kid, not just playing sports, but doing anything, bumping your head on a counter, bumping your head on a cabinet, you know, knocking your head on a door, any of that stuff can happen. So I want to thank them for sharing their story with us. And, you know, we have a very serious issue that needs to be brought to the forefront of concern for all parties, coaches, players, trainers, parents. If you have a student athlete that could be suffering from a concussion, pay attention and make sure that they are clear of all symptoms. I mean, truly clear. And athletes, if you're listening to this show, be honest with your family about the symptoms, because if you're not, you could end up hurting yourself in the long run. And make sure they're clear of all the symptoms before returning to the activity. This could save a kid's future. Not just athletically, we're talking about academic and in life. It's not the same as coming off an ankle sprain 2 days sooner than you should have, with some extra tape, a brace, and using some aspirin to keep the swelling down. It's not the same. This is a serious issue, and it's an issue, and it's an injury that you can't see. So there's no way to tell the extent or the long-term effects of this injury. You know, next week we're going to be joined by the medical profession. And we're going to pick up the second part of the show, and we're going to talk to the medical profession about this phenomenon and how they're handling it to better protect athletes and students from suffering long-term effects. So we're going to try and have a doctor on next week and a trainer to talk to us about some of the preventative measures that can be taken at the high school level to prevent athletes from having long-term effects, find out how medical doctors are now alerting other medical doctors and in emergency rooms and things like that to figure out how the word is spreading so that we can protect these athletes when they go in for these evaluations following their injury at emergency rooms and hospitals and doctors' offices across the country. Because it's something that just can't slip under the radar because of the seriousness and the extent at which it impacts an athlete. So I want to thank both Simone and I want to thank Wyatt for joining us on the show today. They're an incredible family going through a very tough time with this situation, and they're handling it very well. And Simone is just a wealth of information. If you want more information on this situation, like I said, go to mayoclinic.com and type in concussion. If you want more information, there's more. You can just go Google it, concussion in youth sports, and you'll see there's tons of articles being written. There's tons of things that are being published now and research and studies that are taking place. I know that next year at Highland, we have some things that we're putting in place to pretest every athlete so we have a baseline, so we know where the student is going into the season, and then if an injury occurs, where they're at after the at the point of the injury, and waiting for them to get back to the baseline before they can come back to participate. So there's some preventative measures that we're putting in place. Thank you again for listening to the Coach's Corner. This is the Coach Scott Lovely. Remember, leave it better than you found it. Peace. We're out. We just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happening, yeah. The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.